The Bastards of Boston Baseball Podcast.
Back to Folk. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champion. Game over, series over, and the Red Sox are world champs again.
Yes, indeed. Here it comes. Another edition of the Bastards of Boston Baseball.
Welcome, welcome everyone to another episode of the Bastards of Boston Baseball. Welcome to another episode of Clown Takes, probably the last episode of the 2024 season or calendar year, at least for Clown Takes. Obviously, the Red Sox are officially done. They are out of playoff contention, but there's still some Clown Takes floating around that we want to hammer at before we officially head into off-season mode. By the way, we will not be disappearing for the postseason. We're still going to cover all the playoffs, all the matchups, and who do we like, who we think is going to go all the way, stuff like that. So we're not disappearing, unlike the team. But at least for now, we're going to do one more episode of Clown Takes surrounding some Red Sox topics, you know, relating to on the field, you know, how they sort of finished the year, but also some smaller ancillary stuff that we think might be up your guys' alley, that some news that came out this week that could be very interesting. So we'll get into that. I am your host, Jason Kelly, coming to you from Canton, Massachusetts, as always. Joining me on this episode of Hot Takes from Broward County, Florida, is Nick Diamond. Nick, how are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, season's over. You know, it's time to relax, I guess, watch some postseason baseball and discuss some Clown Takes here. So I think this is going to be a fun one.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the sort of silver lining, is that you can watch October baseball and relax while you're watching it. It's, you know, you're not like, you know, clenching your fists every at bat. So we at least have that to look forward to, which is kind of nice every now and then, but going on a couple of years here, maybe a little too long. So we'll see. Also with us on this episode of Clown Takes from Boston, Massachusetts, is Steve McGreevy. Steve, how you feeling, bud?
I'm slowly coming to terms with things, I guess, at this point. Yeah, there's that numbness that we won't have that excitement in the postseason. I'm still looking at other teams that I'd like to, you know, watch them go deep and try to get excited about them, because that'll keep me going until, you know, spring training next year. So, you know, otherwise we're just going to sit and complain about how they're not doing anything in the off season. So that's kind of where I'm at on the, you know, the check for the team going in. Clown Takes. I'm looking forward to these because there were some good headlines that came out this week, and we had some good chat in the pre-show. So I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, definitely. This will be a fun one because we're not like going after anybody directly this time. We've done that in the past, and you know, this is more of a broader topic that came up this week. But as the Red Sox usually do, they kind of slipped it under the radar when like people were paying attention to, are they officially out yet? You know, like football season's here. People's attention is divided like between football and the Red Sox, and oh, you know, what's the elimination number? And they just slipped this in that they are going to debut what they call a City Connect 2.0 uniform. And we all know what the City Connect uniform is for Boston. It's the yellow, the Boston Marathon colors. Some people hate them, some people love them. But regardless, they're going to debut a City Connect 2.0, and they're getting rid of the road navy blue uniforms. So the navy blue with the gray pants, those are gone. And whatever this City Connect 2.0 is going to replace that uniform. We don't know what it is yet. There's been some wild speculation, some people doing their own mock-ups on Twitter, but nothing official yet. So, Nick, I know this was one that kind of went up your backside a little bit, so I'll give you the floor. How do you feel about a City Connect 2.0 in the near future?
Well, I think a lot of people know how I feel about these yellow jerseys. I've been complaining about these jerseys since they debuted. I don't know why we're running around looking like bananas. I understand the backstory of it. I know the Red Sox play well. I just think they're ugly, and I'm a more traditional guy. I don't like any of the City Connects for the most part. There's very few that I tolerate. I really hope we have white pants in our City Connects, because if we're coming out with these black pants like the Blue Jays wore tonight, or the Phillies wearing theirs, or the Rockies did, they had the green pants to start, or the White Sox had the black pinstripes. I just hate it. I guess my take right now is the 2.0 City Connect. I think anything's better than the yellow. I personally think it will be a green jersey, similar to their spring training St. Patrick jerseys, maybe a green monster theme. That's what my original thought was. But who knows what they could be at this point. There's a lot of mock drafts up there we've seen on Twitter, and but we don't know. I'm kind of disappointed they got rid of the Blues. The Blues weren't my favorite, but I liked them better than the Yellows. A couple other takes I saw on Twitter that I kind of agree with. I think the Blues are better than the Grays. So if you really wanted to keep the Yellows, I think I would have been okay with sacking the Grays. I know I just said I'm more of a traditional guy, and I would kind of want to keep the home whites away Grays. But if you wanted to wear red or blue on the road, I would have been totally okay with that. I'm not really excited to see what the new ones look like, because I'm just not a big fan of City Connect jerseys. So I guess that's all I have for them right now. I guess a lot of people love the yellows and they're happy to see them stay, but I was not one of them.
Steve, how do you feel? Because I feel like you're more maybe on my side of the street when it comes to City Connects, but again, getting rid of the road blues. So how do you think?
That's tough, man. The road blues, like, because I mean, the only road blue jersey that I own is Pedro. And it was one of the little special edition, like, Majestics that they had put out for, like, you know, his run. That's my bigger question is what they're going to do with the road jerseys at this point. Like, if they only have the grays, there's no alternate for the road. What's that kind of mean? Because the way they've slid it in is the City Connect yellows are going to be a permanent alternate. It's not going to be considered a City Connect jersey anymore. It's going to be considered more like the reds or the blues. So how are they going to fit that in? They can't fit the yellows in on an away game. So the yellow jersey's blue is always going to be a home thing. So it's going to take over the home alternate. So what does that mean for the red jersey that we wear, which I think is still kind of a, I don't know, not as good version as what it used to be, you know, 15, 20 years ago when it had the pinstriping. Love that one. You know, are they going to take that and like reposition it to be the, you know, this is the our alt jersey when we're wearing a gray pants kind of thing? What's going to happen there? Or are they going to come out of the woodwork with something really crazy and do what Diamond was saying that he hates, which would be doing like a colored pants thing? And I could see them, just because I could see being in the area and stuff and how positively people have responded to the City Connects, I could see them responding positively to an entire blue setup with the yellow Boston, the actual marathon letters, not the Boston letters, you know, basically a City Connect reversed, that they can maybe then take that uniform. And if that's got to be their City Connect, they can only play that one at home. So that means they got to adapt the yellow one. So, I mean, there's like so many questions of how they adapt this stuff. Are they only going to give them the opportunity to play in their road grays, which take a look over the past few seasons, there's been definitive moments of letting the pitcher pick what they're going to go out for, or like hyping them up for like uniform alternates, just kind of break the mentality of going into a game. And I don't know how they're going to do that on the road now. So I got a lot of questions going in, and I'm really hoping we don't end up with baby blue pants. I don't think that a green is going to happen at all. I think that there's too much of a Irish connection here in the city that would isolate a lot of the fans. And it would be, because I mean, that's the other thing. If you check out like Fenway's schedule, when they do the promotion nights and stuff, they do like cultural nights. There's so many cultural nights. So like you can pick up your Boston green uniform. You can pick up, you know, a lot of different uniforms based on cultural identity and stuff. So I don't think that they would have a uniform that represents the entire team on the field that might be misconstrued for one of their cultural type uniforms. So, yeah, like, I don't know. Lots of questions right now and no clue how they're going to answer them, but giving their track record, probably poorly.
So when I saw the announcement, City Connect 2.0, I thought, okay, that's weird, because we've seen certain teams are getting rid of their City Connects or they're trying to rebrand them. Like, I know the Nationals, which, by the way, makes no sense because the Nationals had one of the best City Connects of all time, and they've announced that they're going to discontinue them. So a lot of teams are either ditching it or they're trying to, you know, remodel it. But when I saw that, oh, they're getting rid of the navy blues and that's going to replace it, I thought, okay, so you're only going to wear it on the road. You're not going to wear it at home. So the home City Connect will be the yellow. If you go on the road, and I know what Nick's saying about wearing the green, like, you know, the St. Paddy's Day uniforms are doing like a Kelly green or something. Well, you can't do that if you play Oakland. So, like, that's why, like, in my mind, I see powder blue. No other team has powder blue except Toronto. But Toronto...
I think Texas does, too.
Texas does, too, now, yeah.
The Twins have their other alternate jerseys.
Do they still wear those?
I think they do.
Mm, okay.
They're locked in by Nike. They're locked into a 4+1. So you can have four uniforms plus your City Connect. So that's kind of the rule that they were locked into. That's why the Red Sox had to kind of make the change that they were making.
I think so. What's this happen, is
all tied into like corporate, like, yeah, I don't know, shenanigans as well. It's not allowing the teams to do what they want to do. So they can have, you know, home, away, two alternates, and a City Connect. And that's all that Nike is allowing them, even though Fanatics making their jerseys. Nike's not even making them. So there we go. Yeah, shenanigans.
I think we'll get an announcement eventually that the Reds will be moved into the old blue alternate spot, and then the yellows will be the Friday night Reds at home. I think.
How you think they're going to like tie happen in that red with the gray for an away?
I think it'll be fine. I don't know. They'll probably have to do it. They do it in spring training, don't they? Or do they wear the blue?
Well, they pretty much exclusively wear red in spring training. So with like the blue armpits.
Yeah, tying in the Reds to the away can be like what the White Sox do with the All Blacks. Like, it's kind of similar to that in a way. So
I think it'd look fine, red with gray. Yeah.
Oh, and you actually think that they'd go all red?
Not all red, but red like gray pants. Yeah.
Yeah,
but nobody's doing that right now. Like an alternate away jersey, all red.
If they wore red pants, I wouldn't watch the game.
It's that offensive to you?
If they wore red pants, I don't think I'd watch the game. I think that's okay. They should not look like 12-year-old softball players.
That's where Nick Diamond draws the line. Red pants, I'm out, man.
I'm kind of with him on that. That would look weird. And actually, I realized
green pants too. So,
well, don't get me started on the green. I mean, and I mentioned no other team wears powder blue. The Royals do too. So I was way off on that. There's actually. Several,
that's like the most favorite color right now for like I'm gonna
Cardinals. I don't know if the Cardinals still have their powder blues or not.
Do they?
That's another. I don't know.
That one's a throwback. Their City Connect is the stupid Louis ones that have no originality about them whatsoever. So I don't know if it's gonna be powder blues. If it's the greens, here's my concern with the greens. Like, it's gotta be the Irish Kelly green. Like, don't look like Oakland, you know, don't have it be a dark green. But don't do like a, go ahead.
Oakland doesn't exist next year.
So
who knows what they're going to be doing.
Are they like Sacramento, the hobos, the like Sacramento, what are we going to call them?
Nomads, they're just the Oakland team. I don't think they're even there. Oh, I don't know.
I mean, they're keeping the Athletics bit.
Yeah.
For now.
Which I mean, originally was from Philly, but I mean, yeah.
They are keeping the Athletics brand, at least for now, with those awesome hats they just came out with. I don't know if
you really
those were dang, man. Those look good.
I think they might rebrand Raiders colors, black and
really
silver type of.
If they go to Vegas,
the Athletics name. If they honestly you know what? That could be clown take number two. If they get rid of the Athletics name after it traveled from Philly all the way to the Bay Area and spent
basically since, you know, modern era baseball as a name. If they get rid of that name, yeah, those guys should be burned at the stake.
Yeah, well, that's what the owner wants to do. He doesn't care. He's, you know, he moved the team for a reason. So, yeah, no, they'll probably move to Vegas. They'll get rebranded as like the Vegas Aces or whatever, and they'll be, yeah.
Oh, and keep the A so they can, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That makes
yeah.
sense. I can see some scheme stuff coming out like that.
Right. They'll keep the A, and they'll just be, you know, black, white, and a little bit of red to, you know, to mimic a deck of cards. So, but yeah, like if the Red Sox, okay, if this City Connect 2.0 is green, like I guess I'm okay with it. It's a little too much, and it's only because they did it this year, and you know, it's, I have a reason why I'm not a big fan of these guys, but it'd be a little too much like the Section 10 jerseys. Like, yeah. I feel like it's just you're playing into Section 10's hands, and it's like, oh, it's their uniform, and they'll take credit for it. Like, and
I'm sure they definitely would.
They'll be obnoxious about it.
I really don't see that. They've already had a green Red Sox jersey that's existed for many years before they even were a thought of.
They wore it was like a random one-off, it wasn't anything that was used consecutively.
Yeah, they wore it one day and it wasn't in a real game, but it was made. So I don't think you can say like it was based off their specific jersey that they.
Oh no, I meant the spring training jersey.
Yeah, yeah. I think if you just had the spring training jersey, wore those, I'd be fine with that.
So. I'll say this. I'll take the green over. So we mentioned how there was some fan ideas on Twitter. One of the first ones I saw, and you know, Steve, you're familiar with this, the big tank, the big gas tank. And as you're heading into Dorchester with the multicolors, like do that with stripes and Boston and multicolors. Like,
dude, it looks way too much like that 1990s paper cup thing.
It does, yeah. can we not do a uniform based off of a gas tank in Dorchester? Can we be a little bit more creative?
Oh, we could just do a uniform off a needle in Quincy or Dorchester. Come on.
Yeah, sure. No. Yeah. It's just, I think ultimately Nick's probably right. It'll be something green. Again, it's not just the St. Paddy's, the Irish thing. The Celtics are just coming off their, you know, their first championship in over a decade. You know, so if you want to unveil the City Connect 2.0 jerseys at like the home opener next year and have the Celtics come out with the trophy and everything, you know, you could do that. That's a possibility. So it could be just a pure marketing thing. City Connect 2.0. Green with shamrocks to sort of be like, yeah, we're going to be the next championship team just like the Celtics. I could see Tom Werner being all over that. I know it's gross because they're nowhere close in my opinion, but that's.
Dude, you are closer than you think. The last game of the series, just because, how everything went tonight. I'm sorry, not tonight. Where are we going? We're on Friday. The last series. I started looking up last game of the series or last game of the season tickets. Like, hey, might be able to grab a nice ticket and, you know, take my kiddo to the stadium when the game doesn't matter. Cause then me and my kiddo can walk around the stadium. We can have all kinds of fun and stuff like that. Guess what the promotion is for that Sunday? It's a reversible basketball jersey. On one side, it's a green Celtics jersey with an 18 because that's how many championships they've won, and you can reverse this jersey into a Red Sox basketball jersey. So the credence of going green because you want to do a City Connect to hook up with the other teams in the area, that actually has some credence if you kind of peel around on what the Red Sox are doing promotionally right now.
So that's what that's where you are as an organization. You have to leech off of the other teams in town that win championships when you're missing the playoffs and you got to run promotions based off of them. Oh my God. That somehow surprised me, but it shouldn't have. Like, it's really shouldn't have, you know?
Surprised me because it was supposed to be the last, you know, opportunity for the kids to run the bases. So I wanted to take my kid out and like have a run around Fenway, you know? And then we saw this like promotion thing coming up and there were some other things that came up too, and we're just like, I think we'll pass this year.
I mean, so, okay, let me ask a broader question here. So we've kind of, you know, gone back and forth what we think it might be. I think you don't have many options apart from going powder blue or going green. I like nothing else really screams Boston other than doing that. So outside the Red Sox, league-wide, least favorite, City Connects, and favorite. And I know, Nick, this might be a hard one for you because you're against them in general, but I'll start you off. Least favorite to favorite in terms of the City Connect uniforms in general.
I would say my favorite were the first ones, the Southside Chicago White Sox ones without the black pants. If they were white pants, I think they're fine. I think they look good. Another one that I think was okay was the Marlins one. I know they just discontinued theirs, their old Sugar Kings, old Cuban team. I thought it was a good concept. They wore white pants again. Besides that, there's not many that I do like. The Braves one, I think, looks okay. I think it's very cheap that they just copied their throwback jersey. One that I hate, if the Rockies were to wear the green pants, was the worst. I don't think they wear those anymore, so I won't say those. The Phillies, I think, look absolutely horrendous. Another thing is I thought they would instantly go to a Philly Fanatic jersey and go green, and they didn't do that. So maybe that's a thing that the Red Sox won't do, won't go green Monster green, Celtics green.
All right, so you're 0-1 on green. All right, noted.
I think I'd go with the Phillies right now. I think they're horrendous, and they could have done better. The pants, the same blue and yellow concept, it's just ugly to me. So I'll go the Phillies the worst. The Rockies were worse. They looked like they were wearing sweatpants, but I don't think they wear those anymore. Plain white socks, white pants, I think are my favorite.
Nice. I think I'm, yeah, the White Sox one was really sharp. But I agree. Black pants in general, I just think don't work very well. But Steve, how about you? Do you have a favorite, a least favorite, apart from the Red Sox?
Yeah, I don't. Well, I mean, I enjoy ours, but like I enjoy ours because of my tie of living here in the city and knowing, I don't know, that thing's like a battle jacket for me. Like you ever see the punk kids running around with like their vest on and all the patches and stuff like that? Like when I see the Boston jersey, that's what that means to me. Like it speaks to me as someone who lives in the city. So I'll always love that one. So I don't think it can like even fit in the category here. But as far as classy, Diamondbacks, man, hands down. That cream color, like it just gives me that throwback vibe. Like it makes me feel like I'm watching Field of Dreams again. And that, love that. I wish the Sox would do that. And I think that this year their color actually technically changed to like a creamish color, but like if you can't even see the color because you can just see straight through to their jock straps in these uniforms the way that they are this year. As far as the worst, sorry, Nick, the White Sox were killing me, man. Like, it just looked like some cheap Need for Speed 2, like something you would plaster on a car and a Fast and the Furious thing. So, like, that was my worst. As far as in between, the only one that really comes up on my radar that I think is funny is a Brew Crew because they did the old 70s V-cut. And that was the point that I wanted to bring up. Maybe we will get our blues back. We'll get our blue V-cut back that they rocked way back when. They used it for batting practice for a long time, but it was actual official jersey in the 70s. But getting that V-cut blue with the red piping around the neck, I could see that kind of happening for the alternate away.
The blue V-cut that the Red Sox had was one of the best uniforms of all time. It just reminds me of Pedro. Like I see that uniform and I think Pedro, because like they still had him when he first got here. And he was first like making his Red Sox debut wearing the blue V-cut. That was, if they go with that, if they do like a throwback thing where that's the City Connect 2.0, oof, I am fully on board. And yes, Fenway Sports Group, I don't care about all the crap I've talked about you this year. You can have my money. I'll dish out $200 for a V-neck blue Red Sox uniform, a Devers one, whatever, Duran, something like that, I will buy it. I would love that.
Yeah, I know I just clowned on the Braves for kind of doing something similar, but if the Red Sox could pull that off and make it look good and not mess it up, I'd be 100% on board, and I might buy one too. But yeah, I think that's best case scenario. That's better than green. That's better than powder blue. 100%. If they could make that work, I would be very, very happy with that.
But the only other thing that I'd like to see
the City Connect, I'd have to wear at my home.
It's the only problem. 100%. Yeah.
Which I don't.
The only thing I'd like to see is it was still when when Bogarts was here, they did a throwback to like the 30s jerseys, where they had the like completely buttonless front and like it had just like the drawing, the outline drawing of the sock. Like that would be kind of cool as well, but that kind of screws up the home away thing. And yeah,
absolutely. So I think for me, before we move on real quick, my favorite City Connect, it's one that hasn't been mentioned yet. A lot of people don't like it, but I'm a car guy. I like the Tigers one. I like the Motor City uniform with the racing stripe down the middle, Detroit in the old Ford lettering on the hats. I know they wear black pants, and that annoys me. I wish they just wear white pants with the dark top and the racing stripe. But being a car guy, I love that one.
I changed my least favorite. I just popped in my head. I don't know. Detroit sucks to me. I think it's bad. But the Texas Rangers with their black pants and the white tops and the weird lettering everywhere, those are the ugliest uniforms in professional sports, besides it's like a soccer jersey plastered with just ads. They're so ugly. I don't like those Rangers jerseys. I don't know who ever thought those were a good idea, but they should be fired. They're ugly, and they don't deserve in the major leagues. Like, that's something that a travel team should wear.
The Rangers popped into my head when I was thinking of my least favorite. They're up there. Those are ugly. They stink. Like, those are bad uniforms. I think the Royals one is boring. I think that one kind of stinks too. Toronto's is terrible. We just saw those for a 3-game set. Again, black on black. Like, stop trying to make that work in baseball. That's a NFL thing. That's an NHL thing. Don't do it in baseball. It doesn't work. But out of all the teams that have come out with City Connects, my least favorite still is the San Francisco Giants. That stupid all white with the orange socks and the cloudy San Francisco logo with the bridge there. And the whole reason behind it, well, when you look at the bridge, it's usually covered in clouds. Oh, brilliant. Genius. Jeez. Yeah, no, that took a lot of thought. Like, it's just like, that's what you have to say for your city. Oh, our bridge sometimes is covered in fog. Ooh, can't wait to go. Man, let me book a trip right now. Like, it's just...
I dug the orange bit a little bit because it gave me that Chico's Bail Bonds vibe, you know? But...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. It was like low effort.
How about the Fruity Pebbles with the Orioles? What's up with those?
Well, nobody knows.
That one I'll defend a little bit because isn't that part of like their state flag?
Their state flag is very complicated. Their state flag is very complicated. It has a lot of different things that come together and create that bit. A lot of compromise and things coming in. So I think that's what they were going for that. I got some ties in Baltimore. It's the only reason I picked up on that.
Okay. Because, I mean, that one's not terrible, but it's also kind of not my favorite. It's, you know... I kind of agree with you guys. Like, Miami's was good until they discontinued it. Atlanta's was very boring. Dodgers, very boring. Any of these teams that just kind of copied like their old logo and just threw some color on there. It's like, all right, that's, you know, it's like what the NFL tried to do with the color rush. And it was like, that didn't work out either.
I feel like it's fair to say here, like we're playing with all this stuff. Really want to bring up the fact that this was the Fanatics Nike deal, the 4+1 thing. Because prior to that, every team had the ability to pick as many uniforms as they wanted. They could have as many alternates, they could do throwbacks, they can do all this other stuff. But this deal changed that to where it's a 4-1. So that's why the Red Sox are being forced into getting rid of the Blues. So I think that's important to pick up on, one.
Yeah, absolutely. And like... I don't mind baseball trying to do what the other leagues are doing. You know, NBA gets crazy with it. Every NBA team has like 17 versions of their jersey, which is
and absurd. I think that's what they're trying to avoid. That was the whole reason for the 4-1. Carry on. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's fine. Like, but that's, you know, I appreciate baseball trying to relate to like the younger crowd, if you know, like in a certain way. And let's face it, people, younger generation, they love different jerseys and stuff. I just think that like some of them completely missed the boat. Like it's, you know, Pittsburgh's. I get it. Like, I get that the old school Pirates wore black pants with yellow tops, but the PGH on like just that's it. That, oh, like that was that. I was hoping for so much better from the Pirates. Like, I was hoping they did something like the Diamondbacks. They did it right. Serpentes on the front with like, you know, I just feel like so many teams missed the boat.
Yeah, the Pirates got it right with their pillbox hats, though. Sure. Which I'm rocking tonight. This is a knockoff of the Pirates pillbox hat. And that was, I think, the design bit of their uniform. But
yeah,
the other little tidbit I wanted to throw out there, the whole home whites and road grays came from traveling teams. This was a necessity. Like you were traveling on the road for weeks. So you took road grays because you were finding washing machines to wash your team's uniforms. You couldn't keep them pearly white. When you were at home, you had folks and staff to keep your pearly whites. That's why we have road grays and whites. And these other dyed colors that come in, they started first coming in from the visiting team. Like, I'm going to come in with my grays and a bright colored shirt because I can dye this and it's easier for me to wash and move on to the next city. So all these things are like, you know, they're taken into consideration with like the development of the uniforms and where they've come to now. And we've got these traditions of road grays and home whites and alts and all this other stuff. And now it's getting perverted. So that's kind of where we're stuck with. And I think ultimately that's where I land on this, like Sox getting rid of their blues to make room for another jersey. It's snubbing tradition and it's not doing it in a progressive good way because baseball can be very progressive in a lot of things that it does, but I don't think it's doing it the right way this way. I think it's just a purely like a marketing thing to get people to buy more jerseys.
I got one question here. Are the Yankees the only team without a City Connect?
Correct.
I believe they are, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were the last team to sign up for a sponsor on their shoulder, too.
Well, I think they should.
No, wait. There's two or three more teams that don't. Sorry. I'm wrong on that one.
Yeah. The Yankees, I don't think will ever get a City Connect. I don't think they respect the tradition. And I think that's what I think certain teams could pull it off. I don't think the Red Sox even need one. I think they should go with their four traditional jerseys and just play baseball. Just worry about getting the playoffs, not worry about wearing yellow or green or light blue, and just wear red or white like the Red Sox are meant to do. So, you know,
what if
I'm
they bring
all about
the gray and blacks?
I'm all about having fun if you're winning. You know, if they win better, if they win more in the yellows, which they have been, you know, the last few years, I'm okay with it. But personally, I'm a traditional kind of uniform person. I think everybody should look uniform and similar, and I'm not a big fan of this crazy colors, you know, but you know, everybody likes different things, so I get it.
Yep. I mean, I like the yellow uniforms, but man, if you tell me those V-neck blues are coming back, that's the one. I'll put those. You can ditch the yellows at that point. I don't care. Just, you know, make that your permanent alternate to me. If you're not going to wear the navy blue anymore, just so. But in general, like I agree. Like teams like the Red Sox, Yankees that have history, it's harder. It's harder to embrace like a City Connect for that. Like I think that's why the Dodgers didn't go too crazy on theirs because they're like, eh, let's just do a different shade of blue, and whatever. That's it. So it's tough, but I'm curious. I'm curious to see what they come up with. I do agree it's probably going to be some sort of green, St. Patty's green, whatever. I don't know, but we'll see. You know, it's if they do, hopefully they tie it in with the Celtics, you know, bringing the trophy in, you know, some sort of opening day or whatever. And then the Red Sox can look at like what a real championship team looks like. And maybe it gives them some motivation.
So. Oh, it's cold.
Hey, they need the reminder. It's, you know.
You're not wrong. It's still cold.
It's been 6 years. All right. That's long enough. That's long enough. Let's get back to winning. With
any day now, right?
Yeah, well, any day. Yeah. We got a whole winter to get through. We'll see. And we will be here for every step of it. With that, we are going to wrap up this last episode of Clown Takes for at least this regular season. The weekend crew will have you guys back on Monday to recap the Rays series. We also got the Red Sox post-mortem show, because unfortunately, another season of having to do that. And with the playoffs coming up, we will be with you guys previewing all those matchups, giving our predictions, giving our takes on the actual teams that made the playoffs, because, you know, obviously the Red Sox didn't. We'll give you all of that coming up pretty soon. So stay tuned. We'll be with you guys through the postseason, and we'll talk to you all later. Take care.